Hey, did you finish talking to that guy outside? Fine. The new neighbor then, if that's what we're calling him. Did you have fun talking to our new neighbor? He seems nice. Yeah, I'm not sure if I agree with that. He looked too focused on you. Okay, and then what else did he ask you about? He was wondering why I rushed off? Yeah, I came inside early because it looked like the two of you were getting along fine without me standing there. So, I was doing some reading while I waited to take my mind off of it. Nothing. Nothing. He seemed to like you a lot. So, is that all he asked this time? I remember the first time we bumped into him, he had a lot to say, but I didn't stick around for very long this time. Plans? And that would be tomorrow? He wanted to go with you tomorrow to the bakery to check things out? That seems unnecessary. I mean, he might be new to the city, but I'm sure he can find his way around on his own. I don't see why he needs to ask you to go along with him. Two people together like that, and going shopping? Sounds like he's asking to do things like a couple. He asked if I wanted to go too? I don't know if I'm up for it. I mean, we barely just met him. Isn't he coming on a little too strong? At least, that's how it seems to me anyway. And how did you respond to him? Have you already said yes? Really? Just like that? You agreed to see him tomorrow? Well, nothing, but if you wanted to go buy some bread anyway, then we could have just gone alone. You didn't have to agree to go out with that, our neighbor. I don't see what could be so special about him when I'm right here. I thought, I'm supposed to be the one. Huh? I'm not in a bad mood. I don't know what you're talking about. You can practically see the storm clouds forming above my head. Is it that easy to spot? I didn't think you would notice. It's something I can't help, though. I get bothered when other people try to get close to you. Is it not? Well, that's how he comes off in my eyes. Look, he just moved in last week, and the first time we bumped into him, he offered you his homemade bread. Well, yeah, we were both standing there, but he handed it over to you specifically. It's just a friendly neighbor who likes to bake and give people food. And that's what a good neighbor does for people. Okay. So then, are there going to be other things neighbors can do that are just friendly gestures too? Could there be a neighbor who you read books with? A neighbor who you watch movies with? And a neighbor who you go out on walks with, just the two of you? Well then, how is it supposed to be seen? What am I not seeing the same way? He even asked you out to the bakery with him tomorrow on just your second time seeing him. If he likes to bake so much, then he could have gone by himself. Going out together with just two people like that, it should be something special. It sounds more like a date between neighbors. I'm not making a big deal out of nothing. There's just something about this that doesn't sit right with me. What do you mean this happens every time with me? No, it doesn't. And I can't really control how I feel when I see you with other people. Anyone that isn't me. But fine. Don't worry about it, since it's not what I think it is. Yeah, I should probably go check on how our plants are doing or something. What did I feel like eating tonight? Do you not have any preference? Anything. Well, except, I don't want any bread. These little ones here could probably use some misting with how the weather has been recently. There we go. Let's see about the others. Why would you think I'm still bothered about something? I still seem upset? I might be. I don't know. What would you do if I said I was? How did you know how I'm feeling now? You didn't really seem to notice it before when we were outside, stopped on the street. Yeah, I've been feeling bothered since then, all the way until now. Don't worry about it, though. You said you wanted to go eat, right? I'll just be here if you need anything. This one could use a little pruning around the edges. Sometimes I wish it was as simple as this. If I could only trim away these feelings that are on my mind. Getting jealous when other guys talk to you. That's what this is. Yeah, but you don't like me when I'm like this, do you? I'm being selfish and unfair about the situation, but it's almost like an automatic reaction. Sneaking up on me? I thought you would have left the room by now. What? Why are you nudging me like that? I'm just pruning some of our herbs here. It feels like they're in need of some care and maintenance. Why do you keep poking at me? Do you need something? I'm not going too far. I know what I'm doing. I promise that I'm... I shouldn't take my frustrations out on the plants, though. I wasn't doing it on purpose. And I didn't think it was that bad. I need to stop. Fine. But if I can't take out my frustrations here, where should I put it then? Yeah. Where should I put all this frustration? You tell me. What should I do instead? Because no matter how much I try to ignore it, these feelings refuse to go away. I'm waiting. How should I deal with this? Is that really what you're thinking? This is how we're gonna deal with it. You can't just use that trick to solve the problem every time I feel frustrated, you know? Even though... it may have worked last time, but it's not going to work again. I don't care what sounds you're hearing from me. I'm telling you outright, that it's not going to work on me as you're expecting it to. You can't just make me feel better by doing... You don't listen. Fine. If that's what you're playing at. Come here, then. Turn around. Right now. Get yourself up against that wall for me. What if I do the same thing back to you instead? Like this. To do this. I shouldn't keep pushing my luck. Or what then? You're gonna go make dinner by yourself? So it's only fine when you push my buttons like this. But didn't you say not to take my feelings out on those plants? If we go based on that, then right now, I'm just following your orders, obediently doing as you told me to. I'm not doing anything wrong, am I? No. Were you hoping to get this reaction from me? Making me jealous? What's changed about me? You're surprised by how differently I'm being? Is this different in a bad way? I'm not usually one to get worked up. Yeah. Believe me, I'm not. I try not to let things bother me, but it depends on what it's about. Or rather, who I'm with. And when it comes to you, it gets a lot harder, especially seeing you talking to him. Even if you say he's just our neighbor, I can't help feeling annoyed without any outlet for all these feelings. That's why. No, wait. Don't go yet. Just, please don't leave me yet. Because I'm still feeling frustrated. You thought I was starting to come down from it, though? No, not really. Not yet. I don't think I will be so easily satisfied tonight, like last time. I recall you warned me earlier that if I keep pushing my luck, then you might just leave. Well, I'm pushing my luck now, right against you. What are you gonna do? Are you gonna leave me? I'm waiting for you to answer. Taking you with me right now. Back to our room. Because I want to put all this frustration inside you. I'll pin you down so you'll understand. So what if I get jealous? It's normal with things or people you like to get possessive over them. To not like having other people get too close. How could you expect me not to get worked up? holding myself back because I didn't want to cause trouble for you. You also told me it's not good when I get into this sort of mood, and I'm trying my best to not get possessive, but I can't help it. I really, really can't stop myself. So, can I take it all out on you then? All this pent-up frustration. I don't know what to do with all this. Are you gonna take this from me? No, don't. You're not touching it yet. Keep your hands above your head. Like this. Stay. Stay, please. I still feel too worked up tonight. I don't want to be done yet. You have this getting in the way, though. Let me take it off for you. Lift up your hips for me. Yeah, I need to fuck you. Did you not think I'd go this far? People often go overboard when it comes to people they like. Especially when it's you. I really need to be inside you right now. That's all I can think about. Looking at you, spread apart for me. Baby, I can't wait any longer. Am I always going to react this way when I'm upset? That depends on you. Will you always comfort me this way? If I get upset again. That's why you're the only one I can ever be with. The only one I need, baby. You're so warm inside. Close to you. Your body is so hot. I can practically feel your heartbeat. Can you feel mine? It's because of you. Everything is. Dizzy when I get to have you like this. You keep on pulling me closer. I want to know, is it me? Was I in the wrong? Because sometimes it feels like you're just doing things for the sake of provoking me. Well, is it not like that? And why? Why am I feeling this way? Tell me, with your own words, why does it feel like that? Do you have any idea how frustrating it is every time I see some other guy trying to talk to you, trying to get close? Can you feel how damn bothered it gets me? Drives me up the wall, do you know that? I'll keep fucking you until you remember the shape and feel of me forever. Mine forever. Feel every inch of me thrusting in and out. You feel so good. So damn good. Good. Look at me. Look at me. Getting close. Finish inside you. I want to come inside and completely fill you up with my seed. Am I okay? What do you mean? Oh, you mean about how I was feeling upset? Yeah, I'm feeling better. A lot better now. Why do I do this? I just get frustrated. Maybe there's a small part of me that gets worried. worried that you might leave someday. You won't. Good. Yeah, good. I can't help it. Hey, don't go. Just don't go with him tomorrow. I'm trying not to get so jealous as easily, like you wanted, but it's hard. I don't want you to leave me. I get scared you'll have more fun with someone else, and then you'll want to be with them more and more. It's so hard to deal with this, because you're my favorite person in the world. You think I should go with you tomorrow? I don't know if that would help make me feel better. What? He's bringing his wife along too? Oh, he already has a... No, nothing. Never mind. Okay, I'll go with you then. You were really playing with me on purpose, weren't you? Playing innocent until now. I see how it is. No, you're not going anywhere. I'm not done yet.